Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall study some of the objections which are raised on the marriages which were conducted by the Prophet. We know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had more than four wives, as is generally allowed by Islam for men, and he had about nine wives. And in this session, we shall discuss some of the objections which people have put forward regarding the marriages of the Prophet. For example, it is said that he married a very young, a very young lady, or a very, very young girl, Aisha, when she was just 7 or 8 years old. Similarly, it is objected that why at all was he allowed to marry more than four wives, or more than the stipulated amount. And another objection is in this regard, which is generally put forth, is that he married the wife of his adopted son. And he not only married that his wife, the wife of his adopted son, but he maneuvered that marriage. So, in this session, we shall discuss the marriage of the Prophet in a perspective which shall also highlight the reason because of which he was given this special permission by the Almighty. And it will, inshallah, also answer some of the objections which are raised in this matter. Now, first of all, we all know that the Prophet married Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was, the marriage was went on for about 20 years, and the Prophet was 25 years old when he got married. And when Hazrat Khadija died, only then did the marriage end. And since at her death, the Prophet was left with very young children, he had no option but to marry again. And then he married an elderly lady, Hazrat Sauda. And then later on, the Prophet married Hazrat Aisha. And it is absolutely erroneous to say that her age at the time of marriage was just 7 or 8 years old. It has been proven through various historical records and narratives that she was the marriage consummated in Medina, of course, after migration. And it took place, or the nikah took place before marriage in Makkah. And at that time, the Hazrat Aisha was actually 17 or 18 years of age. It is known from certain historical narratives that Hazrat Asma, or the elder sister of Hazrat Aisha, was 10 years her senior. And Hazrat Asma was about 27 when migration took place, which are, of course, automatically tells us that Hazrat Aisha must have been around 17 or 18 years at the time of Hijrah. So one can well imagine that the historical records are sometimes misleading, and if the proper perspective in this regard is not put forward, erroneous conclusions are made. And in this regard, I'd like to point out to our viewers and readers and our listeners that they should consult and they should must take a look at the research carried out in recent times regarding the age of Aisha by Habibur Rahman Kandalvi, a celebrated scholar, and by Hakim Niaz Ahmed also. Both of them have proven without any doubt that the age of Aisha was around 17 or 18 when the nikah took place, and it was actually consummated in Medina when she was about maybe 20 or 21 years of age. So it is absolutely erroneous to believe that the Prophet married a young girl. Now, another thing which needs to be understood is that when the Prophet migrated to Medina, several battles took place. Foremost among them was the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud, in which many Muslims were martyred. And many children became orphans and many ladies became widows. So the Quran came forward and appealed to Muslim men and said that in order to take care of these orphans and to take care of these widows, they should come forward and marry these widows in order to for their own welfare. And the Prophet himself took lead when the Quran made this appeal, and he came forward and he married Zainab bint Khuzaima and Hazrat Hafsa, who was the daughter of his own companion Umar. And both these ladies were married because they had become widows and their husbands had been martyred in these battles. So the Prophet came forward and actually answered the appeal of the Quran to take care of these widows. And we know that after some time, Zainab bint Khuzaima died. And so the Prophet was afforded with an opportunity to marry again, so because he still had the latitude of marrying a fourth wife. And as a result, he married Hazrat Umm Salama, whose husband, Abu Salama, was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And he had rendered meritorious services for Islam. And the Prophet, in order to console her, in order to take care of her, married her. So at this stage, the Prophet had four wives. He had Aisha, Hazrat Sauda, Hazrat Umm Salama, and Hazrat Hafsa. Now, in order to understand his next marriage, which took place with Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash, one needs to, of course, analyze some of the circumstances which existed in Arabia in those times. Slavery was rampant. Every house had slaves. One of the objectives of the Prophet was to raise the standard of the slaves to free men. And we know that Hazrat Zayd ibn Harsa was his adopted son, who was a slave actually earlier on. He was his adopted son. And in order to raise his status, he actually married made him marry his cousin, Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash. And unfortunately, the marriage between Zainab bint Jahash and Hazrat Zayd ibn Harsa did not pull along very well. And soon the situation which both of them was facing was that of divorce. And the divorce then took place. And another thing which was needed at that time was that in those times in the Arabian culture, it was forbidden that a person should marry the wife of his adopted son. So this custom had also to be reformed. So in these circumstances, in order to console Zainab, because she had at that time been divorced from Zayd ibn Harsa, and also to reform this custom, because at the end, of course, the termination of the institution of prophethood had to take place with the departure of the Prophet Muhammad. So this custom had to be overhauled, it had to be revised. So the Quran said, and the Almighty said, that in order to console Zainab and also in order to reform this custom which was prevalent in Arabia in those times, he was to marry Hazrat Zainab. And for this, of course, he did marry Hazrat Zainab. And this is how this fifth marriage took place. And with this, a whole law was revealed by the Almighty in Surah Ahzab, in which he was told that he could marry in a certain sphere, he could not marry beyond that sphere, he could not divorce his wives. And of course, because all of this was done so that he could discharge his responsibilities as a prophet and as a messenger of God, some of the responsibilities, for example, he was not required to be to deal justly with his wives, because all of these marriages were conducted in order for him to realize his mission as a prophet. Now, the sphere which was outlined in Surah Ahzab consisted of primarily three suites, and it said that he could marry among women who were actually free women and who were captured in a war campaign. And he, in order to console such women, he could marry them. And under this head, the Prophet actually married Hazrat Jaweria and Hazrat Safiya when they were caught as captives of war. And he freed them. And then with their own free consent, he married these two ladies. The other statute which is mentioned by in Surah Ahzab is that ladies who would like to gift themselves to the Prophet, he could also, in order to console them, he could marry them. And under this statute and under this head, the Prophet married Hazrat Maymuna Razila Ta'ala Anha. And the third statute which these verses stipulated for the Prophet was that his close relatives or first cousins, which migrated with him and left their own residences and homes in Mecca and came to him with Medina, in order to console and comfort them, he could also marry them. So from amongst this category, he actually married Hazrat Umme Habiba, who was the daughter of Abu Sufyan, the famous leader of Arab, who later converted to Islam also. So one can see from this analysis that all these marriages were primarily conducted with a specific objective, and they had nothing to do, for example, with lust, nor did it have anything to do with the fact that the Prophet was after the wife of his adopted son, and nor was the fact to reality that actually he had married a very young a girl. In all these marriages, some objective was meant to be accomplished, and all these marriages have a specific background which I have tried to allude to in a very brief manner. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.